Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome back, and it's time for some Tuesday potpourri. It was another big weekend of college and NFL football, and it's finally come to an end, so let's go back and take a few minutes to cover some of the more interesting games in a little bit more detail. First, to the NFL. All aboard the Whodad Express!
Black and golden Super Bowl! Black and golden!
A longtime friend of mine sent an email to me this morning with a few valid criticisms about how a major national sports writer had ranked the 32 NFL teams following week number 2 of play. In case you haven't been following the NFL so far this year, the New Orleans Saints have surprised everyone, including this longtime Whodat fan, with their incredible 2-0 start. On Sunday afternoon in Dallas, Texas, the Saints offense was on fire for the second week in a row. New Orleans blasted the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys 44-19 in a game which wasn't as close as that final score indicated. It also marked the second straight home game in which the Dallas Cowboys were blown out of their own building, in case you remembered that Green Bay playoff game last January. The Saints led this game 35-16 at halftime and scored on their first 6 possessions of the game. After leveling the hapless 0-2 Carolina Panthers in week number 1, the New Orleans Saints have scored 91 points in the first 2 weeks of the 2024 season. The new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, has actually been the Saints' MVP through these first 2 weeks of the year, as his new offensive wrinkles have helped this team play with added confidence and left their opponents totally confused. Now back to the NFL rankings, there are 9 teams right now sporting a perfect 2-0 record after 2 weeks of the season. That senior sports writer we mentioned earlier placed the New Orleans Saints as the 12th best team in the NFL this week. He even put the Dallas Cowboys, who were thoroughly beaten at home by the Saints, as his number 6 ranked team. Did this writer actually watch any of the last 2 weeks of football games? Even lifelong Dallas Cowboy fans would be honest enough to rank the Saints ahead of their beloved Cowboys following Sunday's game. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, the fans are asking, who day? Quarterback Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals dropped to 0-2 this year after losing 26-25 to the Kansas City Chiefs as KC connected on a long field goal on the game's final play. The Bengals' passing game, though, looks out of sync after 2 games. Wide receiver T. Higgins is still suffering from a hamstring injury. His highly paid teammate, Ja'Marr Chase, didn't help matters himself after he collected a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty late in Sunday's game in Kansas City. Quarterback Joe Burrow is now sporting a haircut, which I think makes him look a lot like pro wrestling's Cody Rhodes. Go to my website at swampswamisports.com and check it out. The way the Bengals' season has started, it might appear that Joey B has turned wrestling heel after his team got off to such a bad start.
Woo!
Hey, and are the playoffs coming
back
to Houston?
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 Houston? Houston?
I won't sing it for you. Just 2 years ago, the Houston Texans, who I think still have the worst team nickname in all of the NFL, were mired in a multi-year slump. But the team's luck changed after they fired their coach and made the best trade since the Dallas Cowboys sent Herschel Walker to the Minnesota Vikings back in the late 1980s. A little over a year ago, the Texans shipped their legally troubled quarterback Deshaun Watson to Cleveland for a few timely draft picks. And since that move, the 2-0 Texans have turned the corner and started to win fans back in the 4th largest city in America. Second-year quarterback C.J. Stroud continues to grow in both skill and leadership for the H-Town offense. And head coach D'Amico Ryans, who's in his second year in the position, has the defense showing vast improvements in the last 2 years as well. After easing into the NFL playoffs surprisingly last year, these Houston Texans are off to a great start in 2024 and are becoming a rising threat to Kansas City's recent AFC dominance. Also in the AFC, the Pittsburgh Steelers are somehow 2-0. The Steelers have become the first team in NFL history to start a season 2-0 by scoring just 1 touchdown in total in those 2 games. After kicking 6 field goals to beat Atlanta 18-10 in the opening week, the Steelers then traveled to Denver on Sunday, and Pittsburgh walked away with a 13-6 victory over the struggling Broncos and now have claimed first place in the AFC Central Division. The Steelers' defense continues to be one of the NFL's finest. And that's a good thing, because the Pittsburgh offense looks awful again this year under head coach Mike Tomlin. The Steelers have hired and fired a few different offensive coordinators in recent years, and several different quarterbacks have come and go also. But regardless, the AFC's black and gold team continues to struggle to score points on offense. The Los Angeles Chargers are coming to Steel City this Sunday for a game at 12 noon on CBS. You can expect another low-scoring snoozer game, though, as the Vegas oddsmakers are predicting no more than 36 total points are going to be scored in this week's game. But if the Steelers happen to go 3-0 with a victory this weekend, those terrible towel-waving fans in Pittsburgh are not going to care one bit. Now let's move to college football, and psst, have you seen 3-0 Ole Miss play yet? Coach Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss Rebels team is currently ranked number 5 by the Associated Press. The Rebels' offense is so quick that the other team can't make any substitutions on defense due to the fast pace of their play. They pass the ball and run the ball with ease, and it's fun to watch as this team scores in bunches. The offense is averaging 56 points a game so far in 2024. And the Ole Miss defense is pretty good too. After the first three games, the Rebels' defense has allowed a total of just 9 points. Ole Miss went on the road last Saturday night and trounced Wake Forest of the ACC 40-6. They're now going to host Georgia Southern of the Sun Belt Conference on Saturday prior to entering SEC play the following weekend at home against Kentucky. Could this finally be the year in which Ole Miss breaks into the college football playoffs? We're going to find out. Next up, LSU outlasted South Carolina in the longest regulation football game that I have ever watched. As South Carolina's final second field goal trailed off to the left, the 2-1 LSU Tigers rally from a 17-point early deficit on the road was finally completed. And it only took, officially, 3 hours and 59 minutes in order to do so. To me, that game felt even longer. This 36-33 game played in Columbia, South Carolina was a back-and-forth slugfest filled with great plays and terrible plays. Bad officiating and too many penalties and too many television reviews. And of course, there were way too many television commercials as well. The Gamecocks are now 2-1, and they capitalized on a few boneheaded defensive lapses by LSU and scored 2 of their touchdowns on long runs. Most high school defenses I've seen play with better discipline than LSU did at times last weekend. On the offense, though, LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier continued his excellent play and leadership for the Tigers with 285 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. A pleasant surprise in the game was the emergence of freshman running back Caden Durham. He entered the game and carried the ball 11 times for 96 yards, or an almost 9 yards a carry for the Tigers. He also scored twice for LSU. Now the Tigers return home to Baton Rouge this Saturday for a rare 2:30 p.m. afternoon kickoff against UCLA, who are now in the Big Ten Conference and a paltry 1-2 so far in 2024. Did you hear this one? Toledo rockets past Mississippi State 41-17. Yeah, the serenade of cowbells from those football fans at Mississippi State had the opposite effect on their visitors from the Mid-American Conference. Toledo raced out to a 28-3 halftime lead in front of a stunned crowd in Stark, Vegas. Don't look now, but the 3-0 Toledo Rockets might just be flying toward the 12-team college football playoffs if they're able to continue their amazing play this season. Beating an SEC team, even if it is 1-2 Mississippi State, on the road will give Toledo, which finished 11-3 last year, a big dose of credibility. You might want to mark your calendar for October the 19th, and that's when Toledo is going to visit number 23, Northern Illinois, which was that team that upset Notre Dame last weekend. The winner of that game will become a favorite for the lone Group of Five spot in December's college football playoffs. And finally, the Northwestern State University Demons deserve some good fortune soon. After your college team hits the road and loses 87-10, yes, I'm talking about the football game, to South Alabama, the first-year head coach at Northwestern State University readily accepted the blame. Coach Blaine McCorkle knew that playing 3 football games, 2 of which were coming on the road against FBS competition in only 14 days, was going to be brutal. He was right. He likely never expected, though, that his team would surrender a school record 87 points in last Thursday night's football game in Mobile, Alabama, Said Coach McCorkle, quote, "At the end of the day, I have to take the blame for that. I didn't have my guys ready to go. Lesson learned on my part." Despite that lopsided outcome, keep in mind that Northwestern State's football program was suspended last October after one of the team's players was shot and killed near the campus. The football coach abruptly resigned, and the team forfeited their remaining games of 2023. There were still questions as to whether the Demons could or even should return to play Southland Conference football this year. The team's new head football coach, though, has a track record of successful turnarounds, and Coach Blaine McCorkle must now dig deep, really deep, to keep this Northwestern State football team positive and focused week to week. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m. in Turpin Stadium, Northwestern State will host the 1-2 Weber State Wildcats from Ogden, Utah. The Demons are going to try to win their first home football game in nearly 2 years, the last one coming October 1st, 2022. It's been a long time. A much-needed win on Saturday night in Natchitoches might help exorcise some of this team's lingering demons. I'm Swamp Swami.